today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brother and sister, salamu alaikum, and so welcome to a new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, in which we're going to speak about the etiquettes of speaking in Islam. So be with us. Salamu alaikum. First, as the ritual of this program, we open the calendar. Today, Saturday, 20th of Shawwal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of Farvardin, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of April, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, we open the Holy Quran and we listen to Chapter Balad, verses 8-10.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ألم نجعل له عينين.
Have we not made for him two eyes?
ولسانا وشفتين.
And a tongue and two lips.
وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ
And have shown him the two ways.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
مَا لَنَا رَبٌ سِوَى
In these short sentences, three great material gifts and a great spiritual gift and a great spiritual gift, all which are from the most important divine gifts, are pointed out. The gifts of eyes, tongue, and lips are on one side, and the gifts of knowledge and guidance is on the other side. We know that the first steps in learning many facts are doubled with the help of eyesight and language. Therefore, the gifts of reasoning and guidance, which are natural and intellectual, are pointed out. The verse can even cover religious guidance, which is introduced by prophets and satans. We go through our topic, which I promised to discuss about. Among the greatest gifts that Allah has given us is the ability to verbalize our emotions. Allah speaks of this blessing in the Holy Quran when He states, He created the human being and taught him intelligible speech. It's important to recognize that with this blessing, there comes a great responsibility. As our teachers, the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, and the infallible Imams, peace be upon them all, point out to us. Imam Hassan al-Askari, Shiite's 11th Imam, states, The heart of the fool is in his mouth, and the mouth of the wise is in his heart. A wise person thinks before speaking, but a fool will talk without thinking about what to say, perhaps just to share an opinion. This tradition has many layers of depth to it, as it offers insight into reflecting on the right time to speak and the etiquette of speaking.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, your host. Dear listeners, today we shall be talking about the etiquettes of good speaking in Islam. How to speak well and how to contact others and talk to others in a right manner. One of the social etiquettes that Islam teaches us is to speak well. Good speech and proper behavior with others are Islamic manners that are evidence in the tradition of the infallibles, alayhim as-salam, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon them, and are recommended. Some of the topics we will discuss in this show include the speaking manner of the infallibles, alayhim as-salam, in dealing with the general public, and second, speaking well, and then greeting, and then avoiding insults and ugly titles, avoiding raising one's voice, avoiding excessive talking, avoiding useless talks. The social conduct of the infallibles with the general public as well. And the tradition of the infallibles, alayhim as-salam, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. The manner of dealing with people and interacting and coexisting with different groups is an important and noteworthy focus. Reflecting on this method of interaction helps us to understand the tradition of the infallibles. Indeed, because the Holy Prophet ﷺ and the infallible Imams ﷺ are the embodiment of Quranic ethics, their interactions and behavior with the general public is rooted in Quranic teachings. The Holy Quran addresses the Holy Prophet ﷺ and states, "So by mercy from Allah, O Muhammad, you were lenient with them. And if you had been rude in speech and harsh in heart, they would have disbanded from about you. So pardon them and ask forgiveness for them and consult them in the matter. And when you have decided, then rely upon Allah. Indeed, Allah loves those who rely on Him."
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Let's look at do's and don'ts of a conversation. You are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. It's a famous phrase, listen more than you talk. Ironically enough, the key to the art of conversation is not in the talking, but in the listening. Avoid conversational narcissism. Ask those you converse with interesting and thoughtful questions. People love to talk about themselves. Don't ask what someone does and leave it at that. Ask them what the hardest part of their job is, how the future of their profession looks. Then ask follow-up questions to tease out more details. Act genuinely interested by focusing on who's talking, nodding your head and adding hums and ah. At appropriate times, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So now that our conversation reaches to this part, we'll look at the manners of speech. One of the manners is preserving one's tongue. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny said, "Verily, a servant says a word without contemplating its implications, and because of it, he slips into the hellfire, further that the distance between the east and the west." Someone asked the Messenger of Allah about deeds that make one enter paradise and that keep away from the hellfire. The Prophet mentioned the pillars of Islam, some other good deeds, and then he, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "Shall I not inform you of what strengthens and perfects all that?" Prophet then took hold of his tongue and said, "Hold this back from evil speech."
What we'll do, inshallah, tonight is to be able to look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frames some of the points regarding not only freedom of speech, but the way in which speech ought to be when coming from a perspective of divine anger, divine wrath, speaking truth against power, speaking truth against tyranny. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expresses how, when we use our words, when we raise our voices, we are governed by the logic of the Quran to be able to do so, the methodology of the Quran to be able to do so. Arguably, there is no clearer example of a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going face to face with a tyrant and speaking to him about his oppression, about his mass murder, than Prophet Musa alayhi salam directly to Fir'aun. And there are many, many, many verses. Verse number 42, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. "Idhhab anta wa akhuka bi ayati ولا تنيا في ذكري إذ هبا إلى فرعون إنه طغى فقولا له قولا لينا." Go both of you, you and your brother, Musa and Harun, salam Allahi alayhima. Go both of you to Fir'aun. Why? إنه طغى. He has become inordinate with his tyranny. فقولا له قولا لينا. And speak to him in a gentle word. Why? Here comes the logic. لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. Happily, maybe he may bring to mind or he may fear. So either he will bring to mind his duties or he will actually fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or fear the impending punishment that is upon him.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. During this week and in the next episodes, we're going to speak about the etiquettes of speaking in Islam, inshallah. Thank you very much, and we leave you in Allah's blessing. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyun Imami, Aliyun Imami, Aliyun Imami. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, علي إمامي. لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.